Travelers visit up to 15 experience websites before making a decision to book. Over 90% of visitors that reach your website won't be making a booking. This is what I call the inspiration stage of the booking journey, and is where the opportunity lies, and success hinges on how well you construct your product pages. The ultimate yes to book is comprised of many micro yeses that your product page needs to address. Look at your headlines. Keep them short and concise. Aim for no more than 70 characters. The headline should sell the experience and let your audience know that they are in the right place at a glance. You can also add a short summary under the headline to further inform your visitors. Choose a hero image that captures the essence of your experience. Choose images that incorporate your actual guests enjoying your experience. It's important to keep images authentic and relatable. When it comes to price, make sure you have a from price and that it's clear what currency that price is in. Add a book now button alongside or underneath your headline and summary text. If you're embedding an availability calendar, make sure it is visible above the fold, at least on desktop. And if not completely, it should be there to indicate that bookings can be made. Help your audience know that they are in the right place with some key points about the experience. Include things like duration, location, inclusions, suitability, and price. Think about your typical customer. If they are families, let your visitors know the experience is suitable for kids and families. When writing about the experience, break your information into short, bite-sized chunks. Tell a story. Separate your information into sections with headlines and authentic images of your experience. Keep it visual and at all times use plain language and a friendly tone. Let your audience know what measures you're taking during COVID-19. Offer gift vouchers at a discount rate using promo codes. Assure your visitors, your audience, that you're open, operational, and positive about the future. When it comes to the experience, let your visitors know what to expect and what's included. Things like what to wear, food, equipment, transport, pickups, accommodation. Let them know what's not included. Is there anything that they need to hire or bring? Add a supporting section at the bottom of your page with product-specific frequently asked questions where you can go into further detail. Make it human and personal. Add profile images and descriptions of your guides, drivers, or instructors. If you're running a tour, add a visual itinerary with an image and title and short description for each location or place of interest that you'll be visiting. If you have several price options or complex price options, include a pricing table list. Include payment information. Is it deposit or full payment? Include your cancellation and refund policy so that when it's time to book, you have minimized any confusion about how prices get calculated, what needs to be paid, and what the cancellation policy is. Being upfront and transparent grows trust and removes friction. Add a gallery of images and videos showing your guests enjoying your experience. Keep it authentic and relatable. Incorporate social proof on your product pages. Add reviews from Google and/or TripAdvisor. Add Instagram feed images and content. Add testimonials from your guests. Include a photo of them enjoying your experience or a headshot if you have one. Include their name, where they're from, and the date. Alleviate anxiety around security and legitimacy. Include security badges such as SSL, accepted cards, and payment methods. Add tourism awards and accreditations. Most importantly, make sure that your Book Now button stands out and is accessible during the entire scrolling journey. This can be achieved with sticky headers or footers. Use button colors and white space to make your Book Now button pop from the rest of the page. If you are embedding an availability calendar, make sure that it can be accessed in one click from any part of the journey. I hope that during these challenging and uncertain times, businesses like yours are able to implement these strategies for business to thrive once again and once this current situation resolves.